smiled back. "Whoever did your face makeup should be given some kind of award," Krista stated.
"Thank you,"
he said, his voice sounding a bit muffled.
"Dance?"
He held his hand out to me, and I looked over at Krista. "For fuck's sake, go dance," she said. "At least one of us needs to have some fun. I'll go find the whore."
"Krista,"
I said with a pleading look. "Fine." She rolled her eyes. "I'll go find the tramp." I let out an exasperated sigh as my best friend turned on her heels and headed up the steps in search of the third person in our trio of friends. Turning back to the stranger, I placed my hand in his. We weaved our way through the crowd of people on the makeshift dance floor. The frat house was in a historical home right off campus, and it looked like we were in the old ballroom. The skeleton drew me to him, and I cleared my throat and took a step back. It was a little bit too close for my comfort.
"Sorry,"
he said with a wicked gleam in his eyes.
"What's your name?"
"Morgan," I answered. "You?"
"Rich."
"Nice to meet you, Rich," I said as we moved to the slow song that was playing. His hand drifted a little more down my back, but I wasn't sure if I was imagining it or not. "Are you in the frat?" I asked.
"No, my best friend is, though."
I nodded.
"Are you in a sorority?"
"God, no," I blurted out. "Not that there's anything wrong with them, that's just not my scene." It was his turn to nod.
"You look familiar to me,"
he said.
"I wonder if we're in any classes together."
Looking up at him with a bit of a flirtatious grin, I replied, "I couldn't tell you since I can't see what you look like."
"Tell me you don't like the mystery of it."
"It is pretty neat," I said, laughing somewhat nervously. He was for sure moving his hand down.
"Can I kiss you, Morgan?"
Okay, that was a first. Guys didn't usually ask, they just dove in.
"Do you have a boyfriend?"
I shook my head, as a memory of Ryan holding me while we danced resurfaced in my mind.
"Then what harm is one little kiss?"
I licked my bottom lip and noticed how he reacted to it. Pressing my mouth into a tight line, I looked around. The place was packed with people. What would the harm be? If I thought about it, I freaking deserved a kiss for staying at this stupid party for as long as I had. If a guy pinched my ass one more time, I was going to scream. "I guess one kiss would be harmless." He smiled, and I couldn't help but notice his perfectly straight teeth. I suddenly wanted to know what Rich looked like. I reached up onto my toes, and he leaned down. The kiss was soft at first, nice. He licked my bottom lip, and I opened to him. When his tongue touched mine, I could taste beer and peppermint. Gum, maybe? He moaned and deepened the kiss. At least one of us was getting something from it because I felt nothing. He was a good kisser, but still, nothing. When he grabbed my ass with both hands and pulled me against his body, I gasped at the feel of his hard erection. I put my hands on his chest and pushed as hard as I could. "Stop!" A few people turned and looked at us, and he stepped back and ran his hand through his hair.
"I'm sorry."
Wiping my mouth, I exhaled. "Listen, I'm not interested in anything."
"You kissed me, though."
Frowning, I said, "That doesn't mean I want to go any further with you." Taking a step closer, he leaned down.
"Are you sure, Morgan? Because I really, really want to
Found her," Krista said as she pushed between me and Rich. My eyes were wide with horror because I was pretty sure he'd been about to say that he wanted to fuck me. "Great, let's go," I said as I grabbed Krista and Heather's hands and practically ran from the party.